He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Please be seated. We are still in the Easter season. This past Thursday was Ascension Day, which is why you see the Paschal candle is no longer lighted. We light the Paschal candle during the 40 days that we celebrate and remember our Lord's presence on this earth after his resurrection, that for 40 days he walked around showing his hands, his side, and his feet to the disciples to prove that he wasn't Casper the ghost or anything like that, or Slimer. He was alive. And which is why during the Easter season we continue to remember that and we say, he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.
So do you remember? Because it's so easy to forget. Sure, you might not recall being held when you were sprinkled with clean water. You might not recall when you were cleansed from all of your uncleannesses. Do you remember? Do you remember your own temper tantrums? Do you remember when it was your way or the highway? Do you remember when you had a heart of stone that would not be moved, but yet there was one who held your feet to the fire, one who maybe gave you a curfew, one who listed off chores, one who gave you statutes and decrees? Do you remember? In times of duress, one who was self-controlled. In times of distress, one who was sober-minded. Do you remember? Do you remember love? Feeling like you were wrapped in a warm, fuzzy blanket and nothing could ever, ever harm you. Love that was always looking out for you when you couldn't or wouldn't look out for yourself, when you didn't know better. Do you remember? Do you remember hospitality? The many meals? The food that just seemed to miraculously appear when you were hungry? Do you remember? A gift? A gift given, but also a gift received. Do you remember this day? A witness. Jesus, your Lord, says, remembers. A witness always remembers. A witness remembers that things were done. A witness remembers those things that were done, remembers those things that were said. And a witness, well, a witness is normally a primary source, one who has seen or heard with his or her own eyes and ears. But a witness is also one who lays down his life for another. A witness is one who remembers so well that these memories trapped up here and perhaps in here, these recollections, they would rather die than forget them. This is why a witness is also a martyr. Jesus is preparing the first pastors, the disciples, through these chapters here in John, this farewell discourse. And as we've talked about the past few weeks, we spent a lot of time during the historic lectionary focusing on these passages, and I think they're especially fitting for the other day we celebrate today, Mother's Day, for the work that's been done, the way that so many of us were served by good and faithful mothers. And perhaps, maybe for those that weren't, that which has spurned them onward to do the opposite for their own children. Perhaps to be the mother that they never had. Jesus stands before his disciples to prepare them for the future, much as so many of our mothers have done just that, nurturing us, raising us, giving us law, sometimes a foot in the rear when we need it, or a bar of soap in the mouth. Yeah, I know about that. And maybe you do too. But the love, the forgiveness, the endless, tireless hours of work, the unseen things that are done, the things that as a kid and a teenager you totally took for granted and just expected it to happen because that's just the way it was. But then you get older and you go off to school and you get married and have a family of your own and you realize somebody's got to do all that work because mom's not around anymore. And maybe mom is now with the disciples and the martyrs in heaven. And maybe you as a grandparent, as a great-grandparent, are seeking to pass on those very truths, that life that was lived, to raise those children and grandchildren, a new generation, with good morals and values, a compass that leads them the right way. And so, you remember, don't you? Just like Jesus said. You remember. You remember that suffering's going to come your way. You remember that in the midst of the good, beautiful days, well, it'll be kind of like the weather the last few days in Nebraska. 88 and sunny, 45 and drizzly. How quickly life turns. But there's one thing that doesn't change. And it's not just a mother's love, because we know moms, as much as we recognize them today, are still yet sinful and occasionally fly off the handle, whether we deserve it or not. Because the one who truly loves, the reason why any of us serve, whether as a mother or a father, a son or daughter, whether as a worker, whether as a student, is because of him who has come. The one who stood before the disciples so that they could listen to what he had said and write it down for you and me and the B-I-B-L-E and with their eyes witness what he did on the cross, there where he suffered once for all, the righteous, for you and me, the unrighteous, to bring us to God, that being a mother might really mean something. Because being a mother means all about being the bride, means all about being the church, the one who receives, but in return, in thanksgiving, also serves. The one who sheds his holy, precious blood, that you might have true reason to endure, that you might have true freedom, freedom beyond what any government could earn for you or give to you. True freedom of standing before the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Judge, and not be sent where we deserve for the times we haven't remembered, for the times we failed to walk in the path, perhaps that we were raised, for the simple times that we've just failed to say thank you. Your Savior has come for you this day again. Two boys were remembering. They were reflecting on their childhood one Mother's Day, and they were now grown and old, with children of their own now. Mom was still with them, but who knew for how long? And as they were reminiscing around the dinner table, one of the sons remarked how wonderful it was to do just that. To sit around the table to eat together and to talk. He lamented that it didn't happen very often when they were children. It was kind of one of those remarks that you try to keep to yourself, but somehow it just popped out of his mouth, and he looked at his mother when he said it, questioning written all over his face. But as mothers often do, she didn't take it that way. She rather smiled at him in a very soft-spoken voice, said, "You know, we seldom had enough food for all of us, but I always made sure to set the table for you boys. I didn't eat with you because I didn't want you to see that there wasn't enough food for me. I always fed you first." This day, we give thanks for mothers and their sacrifice, but most importantly, we give thanks for our God who has come to serve us first, to serve you with his very body and blood, that you may open your mouth, receive, that you may offer your amen, that you may go forth, that you may graduate, that you may have lots of babies, that you may watch your children and grandchildren and maybe even great-grandchildren grow, but above all that, that you may know that things are right with your Heavenly Father and that he will preserve you. At the love that's been shared with you all these years in many and various ways, that you would remember. That you would remember. That you would be two things at the same time. A witness, and perhaps even a martyr, that you'd be willing to lay down your life for the truths passed down to you. Stanza 2 from our hymn of the day. Christ has our host surrounded with clouds of martyrs bright, who wave their palms in triumph and fire us for the fight. Then Christ, the cross, ascended to save a world undone, and suffering for the sinful, our full redemption won. He is risen. He is risen.